Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 42, The Fear of Pricing. Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/42. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. As a creative professional and educator, everyone from students to businesses want to know the exact same thing. How much do you charge? Businesses are often shopping for prices, and students are starting to get a taste of the freelance world and need guidance because people are asking them, how much do you charge? As a podcast devoted to the world of creative professionals, this is one topic often suggested that I cover, but if I were to be honest, I absolutely hate this topic. I have avoided it for almost a year because there is so much information out there. From Tim Ferriss, Chase Jarvis, and Tony Robbins to every creative professional justifying their pricing and marketing strategies on their blogs with explainer videos, everyone has an opinion. I have an opinion. Your neighbor has an opinion. The super successful type A personalities tout what got them to where they are. And the prescription is often working smarter and harder. Just do this and you'll instantly see the results. Give away 99% of your work and charge ultra premium pricing for the remaining 1%. Have a side hustle. Start a $100 business. Have a diversified revenue stream so that if one stream dries up, you won't be screwed. Have 1,000 true fans that you can sell to. Position yourself appropriately. Adopt value-based fees. Just say no to hourly rates. Never sell your time. Sell your results. Okay, this is too much. I have tried to implement probably 90% of the pricing strategies that I just mentioned over the past 11 years because of my insecurity in how to charge for my work. So what have been the results? Inconsistency in my pricing, continuing to live paycheck to paycheck, failed experiments in specialization and the generalization of my services, increased frustration from my spouse and myself, if I were to be honest, and an hourly rate that really hasn't changed to reflect the depth of experience that I actually have. Why do these strategies not work? Well, I can only speak for myself, but I think there's two reasons why these strategies haven't worked for me. First, it takes time to notice pricing changes. The type of client you go after affects whether your pricing changes are sustainable or not. Are they buying your services? Or are they really trying to get you to a lower price so that they'll buy? Pricing is a long-term strategy. And yet, I, along with many other creative professionals, apply short-term tactics in order to get things to work fast. The second reason these strategies often haven't worked for me is that there is so much fear rooted in what I believe about money. As an individual, I have to own any pricing change that I make, and I have to not let how I personally feel about money affect that change so that I don't revert to a past decision that is safe and comfortable. And if I were to be 100% transparent, every decision that I've made to advance my pricing has always gone back to fear of not thinking that my work was worth that. And so I resorted to what was safe and what was comfortable. And that isn't necessarily the right thing to do because I've stagnated in many ways. So as I mentioned in the opening, I hate this topic because it's so personal. The answer is often appropriately, it depends, and it's frustrating. So why am I talking about this now? lately I have been obsessing over pricing. I have daily been asking myself three questions. How much should I charge in order to make a living? Is it possible to thrive as a creative professional? And how do I avoid burnout from taking on so much work because I don't have the luxury of saying yes? These three questions are rooted in so much of my own fear. So let's look at each question. First, how much should I charge in order to make a living? The fear in this question is, if I don't get this project, I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage or my student loans. So what is my solution? Underpricing. I undersell myself so that I know I'll get the job. The result? More work for less pay, which leads to frustration, not only for yourself, but for your family, because you have to work more in order to meet your goals. I've done this more than I want to admit. So let's look at the second question. Is it possible to thrive as a creative professional? The fear in this question is that I'm only going to be working and not going to have any time for other areas in my life. And so the solution that I've often had in response is insane bursts of work where I'm working 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week, short term, in order to meet short term goals. And what is the result? Exhaustion and inconsistent results. And me asking the question, could I possibly thrive as a creative professional? Because I have to work all this time. The third question, how do I avoid burnout from taking on so much work because I don't have the luxury of saying no? Well, the fear in this question is very similar to the first question of how much should I charge in order to make a living. The fear is, if I don't do this project, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. But there is more. If I say no, people are going to go to the next willing and eager creative professional who is right there to say yes. So what is the solution? Underselling, underpricing, but also overpromising and underdelivering. And the result is inevitably burnout because you're doing more than you possibly can handle in a given amount of time. So how do we respond to this? How do I respond to this fear? I want to share six ways that can help you address the fear you may have about pricing your own work. And I want you to know that I am working on applying these six ways in my own life as well. First, practice confidently saying numbers that scare you out loud. If someone asks you how much something is going to cost, and you're afraid to say the number for fear of how they would respond, you need to spend some time in front of a mirror practicing those numbers. If you are afraid to say $3,000, you need to practice saying $3,000. If $10,000 scares you, $100,000 scares you, $1,000,000 scares you, you need to practice confidently saying numbers that scare you. I know this seems very childish in some ways, but fear is often something that can be responded to with practice and just confidently practicing saying numbers can help. It has helped me in some ways because as I have confidently said the number that I'm putting in a proposal, even though it's in written word, if I know that I need to say it out loud, I'm going to have a sense of confidence about it. Second, take into account your whole person and all of the experiences that you have had as a person when determining your price. That doesn't mean that you're going to gouge your customers, but what it does mean is that in order to differentiate yourself from your competition, you need to not only look at your skills in what you are being asked to do, but you also need to look at how you are different. And that means you need to look at all of the areas in your life and factor that into your price. Third, be okay with making up numbers when you're starting or when it's time to adjust into new territories. There's often this belief that you'll always know what the right number is or what the right budget is, but it's impossible to really know at times. And even if you don't know, making up numbers can help you get a number out there and help you practice confidently saying numbers. Now, if you are uncomfortable with making up numbers, you can do the math of figuring out how long you think something is going to take and put an hourly rate to that. But you're doing the kind of the same thing. You're making up numbers because you don't ultimately know how long something is going to take. So be okay with that. Fourth, adjust your prices project to project. Don't wait until it's too late to raise your prices. You need to be raising your prices consistently based upon the experience that you're gaining and the skills that you have. Fifth, regardless of how you price your time and your work, ask yourself how you're addressing questions of long-term financial stability and sustainability. Are you thinking about retirement, vacation, knowing what you want from life, taxes, your health? If all you're thinking about is the short term, that is the danger zone for burnout, because you need time to rest, because the life of a creative professional is not easy. And how you address long-term financial stability can help you overcome this short-term burnout that can be there. Sixth and finally, if you were to obsess over any metric, obsess over the results that you provide for your clients. Don't obsess over how long something takes or how much money you're gaining or losing. Obsess over the results you provide for your clients, because this is what shapes how you justify the prices and how you ultimately sell your work. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I greatly appreciate each and every listener. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends and other creative professionals. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And leave me a review letting me know how I'm doing. Keep in touch by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As you go through the rest of your week, I encourage you to keep a long-term perspective on pricing. Don't just keep changing things in order to meet short-term goals, but really try to think about how you can make money work for you over time. Now get out there and get to work.